Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So today we're going to be talking about quests, comics, and second breakfast. Kind of similar to what I talk about in the newsletter. This is like the extended edition, if you will. It, you know, I love that quote. It's like Merry and Pippin, and they're like, we've had one, yes, but what about second breakfast? Like, Lord of the Rings is amazing, and I think that's why I love quests, also Legend of Zelda, and I just love that word. It's just a cool word. So one of the quests that I've been working on is working towards doing a Q&A, and we're going to do it with episode 30, but we'll see. I really love these episodes that I do late at night and just kind of my thoughts at the end of the day, and some of them I've done really good, like the Scooby-Doo one has done pretty good. And yeah, I don't know, just let me know. I think we might work towards just kind of going ham and just doing maybe daily episodes or something, like a daily vlog. I always thought that would be cool. But it's really tough to do. So maybe just daily podcasts could be interesting. Just like these rough cut, just my thoughts kind of episode. So you guys can get to know me as we get ready for the Q&A. And celebrating 50 episodes, like that sounds pretty cool. So anyway, I digress. Quests are really cool. It's like you're given this thing to do and you got to work towards that and you go up against like insurmountable odds. There's that awesome montage of you going through all these different locations and stuff. And it's felt like that with the podcast, like recording it in different places. First starting out with recording an episode that wasn't even necessarily for the podcast. The podcast didn't exist. It was just kind of like a thing. Recording with my roommate talking about Treasure Planet. That was actually recorded before the podcast existed. It was just this idea that I wanted to do. And then recording the Luca episodes with my cousin Nolan. Those were really awesome. And I'm really looking forward to recording something with him again. But it was all these different locations, kind of like going from Hobbiton and the Shire to Mordor and different places, Rivendell and stuff. These different locations and different experiences and stuff that really inform the podcast. Another quest that I've started on, which I call it the Run Quest. I know, super original name. I kind of thought it'd be cool to do like running, but like Legend of Zelda. So every mile is leveling up. And the item I equipped is what I listen to. So I listen to a podcast by Andy J. Pizza. And then for running, I'm starting out with first 10 miles or walking. And we'll see where I am at right there. I kind of have a little bit of asthma and I'm not super good at running. So I'm like, let's just start walking. Walk 2 miles today. That was awesome. Got to see my cousin Noah. And that was super cool. Going to go walking with him tomorrow morning. So yeah, that'd be awesome. And with quests, I don't know. It's like me and my friends, the ones I had the YouTube channel with, some of them, we made a thing. I think it was called The Quest for the Golden Mushroom. And it was just like holding toys and recording it in like almost stop motion, but not quite. And just looking back, I'm just like, that's where my passion is in storytelling and film and telling stories and characters and stuff. And I really want to do more of that with this podcast. I did that with a script that I read with some of my friends. And that too, like that wasn't for the podcast. It was just us reading, doing a table read. And I'm like, this would be really cool as a podcast episode. So the things around you, the things that you are creating, even if you're not using them now, you might use them down the line and be okay with like repurposing things and taking what you've created and sharing that with people or sharing that with a new audience, because you never know who it's going to resonate with. And like with creating things, creating stories, who it's going to reach. There's an animated show created by a guy. I'm trying to remember the name of the show. Something like Space, something like Final Space, I think. And it did not really, like, it's not really a thing here in America, but it really reached an international audience. Even though it's created in America, it really reached that international audience. So it's like, you never know who you're going to reach. So set your expectations high and set those goals high, like great expectations. Miles Morales, that mural that he does, I think that's really cool, of showing how you can create within your own voice and take something that maybe is known to a lot of people, like that book by Charles Dickens, but being able to pitch it in a different way, in your own unique voice. And Andy J. Pizza, who does the creative pep talk that I was listening to, he does that super well. And just being his own like quirky self and creating art in his own way, you'll connect with people with that voice. So remember to speak with your own voice, because like you're the one who has your voice. No one can take your voice. Like there's the whole Little Mermaid stealing your voice, but really no one can take your voice. And you're the only one who can speak with that voice and has the thoughts that you have. So share those with people and you're all going to be edified, all be strengthened by that. So yeah. The next thing was comics. And this kind of came with, I've been taking a lot of inspiration and reading a lot of like graphic novels and comics from the library, and then finding those. I'm taking a break right now from Instagram, but I was finding those creators and then finding them on Instagram. It was like a really cool, like organic way of finding new artists that I'm inspired by that have like created a comic. And I'm like, dang, this is super cool. Like Seance Tea Party, that was one that I read that I think it's made for like a different audience than me, but I really enjoyed it and it was really cool reading that. And I think the really cool thing with comics is you're able to almost be like a TV show or something, but it's a really like not easy way, but it's much more accessible to create a story. And like I was doing a little comic on Webtoon and making it just super rough and stuff. And I learned a lot through that about what I enjoy with comics and what I don't enjoy. And writing comics is hard. Writing comedy is really hard. I really love like improv comedy. Writing comedy can be so much harder because you have to create those situations, especially like in a comic. You don't have the audience with you. So it's different. And with comics, I know this, I read the Legend of Zelda mangas and growing up, and then I read DuckTales comics growing up, if you guys ever read those, and read some of like the Peanuts comics and a little bit of Calvin and Hobbes. And I was never super into like the Marvel comics and stuff. I never really liked that kind of weird, realistic shaded style, if you know what I'm talking about. But I've read a lot of more like manga style things. One of those was Legend of Zelda and Four Swords especially, which is what inspired me to write this story Under the Rupees, which is what the podcast episode, if you haven't listened to it, is about. It's kind of like based around Legend of Zelda, if you didn't know that, like the four swords, the four personalities. It was really cool because my roommates all had those same personalities. They're like, did you create these characters off of us? And I'm like, no, I promise I didn't. I made these ideas a long time ago. But the thing with the newsletter that I talked about was taking a breath and like breathing and like Breath of the Wild. But like there's that quote from Master Oogway, yesterday's history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. And I seek for those things that bring me joy, those gifts, the present moments, I call them little wonders. There's that song from Meet the Robinsons. And it's like this thing. And one of those things that, getting to the last thing that I was thinking about today, one of those things that's one of those like little wonders, those little things that I'm like, I just love this so much. It's kind of crazy how much I love it, is Second Breakfast. And just like the Hobbit way of living, and that their life is one of leisure and food. And like I talk about in the newsletter, how it's a stark comparison to what they go on to do. They go to journey to Mordor. They ride on the backs of Ents. They fight the forces of darkness like Sauron and Saruman, and the character development is just like pure like awesomeness. And but they still, I don't know how to put it into words, they don't go back to how they were living. They are never the same, but they still are themselves, and they still like enjoy that time together to have food together. And when they go back home, they have those joyful moments together, and they can look back and tell those stories. And I think that's really cool about meals and food and stuff, is you share those moments with people. And yeah, just like breakfast is cool. I know that sounds weird, but I was thinking about breakfast and memories of breakfast. One of those was when I was, I think I was a Boy Scout, but I might have been a Cubs. No, I was a Boy Scout, yeah. I was at a scout camp, and we had a thing where we were doing a pancake-making competition, and we were making pancakes together, and I don't remember who, but someone added too much water to theirs, and it became like this weird soup, and pouring it on the griddle, it just was like pancake soup, and we had a good laugh about it. We're just like, oh no, like we totally failed, our team did, but it was funny. It's like, you need to have those times where you're okay to laugh at yourself and like enjoy the times. Like laughter and levity provides, it's like one of the greatest medicines and greatest helps. Another thing with breakfast I've always loved is omelets. And I used to make omelets all the time, like with some like ham and stuff and cheese and onions and salsa and all the good toppings. And breakfast is just such a cool, it's an awesome meal. Like waffles, like chicken and waffles. I have some awesome memories at IHOP. I was doing pest control and it was my birthday, and I had the worst day ever. And the people I was selling with kind of forgot it was my birthday, because I was out by myself. And at the end of the day, like super late, and before going to bed, they're like, wait, it's your birthday today? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, dude, we got to go out and do something. So we were all exhausted from going out and working. And it was just like a cool thing to just go out to, I think we went out to IHOP and just got a very late dinner breakfast thing. And it was just a really cool time to spend time together and just remember like that we're all human. And I think that's something with all the things, is remembering that we have these things in common. And sometimes I think the reason why meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner can be so powerful is you're sitting down, and when you set apart that time and then talking with your friends or your roommates or your family or whatever, you're understanding that everyone else is going through life just as you are. And life is hard, and everyone goes through struggles. Everyone has hard days, and being able to strengthen one another and help one another through those things is going to make all the difference in our journey. Like Lord of the Rings, having that fellowship, you have my hammer, you have my sword, you have my bow, or my axe, not my hammer. Hammer time. But you have my hammer too. And being able to have that fellowship, or even just your family or your friends, and to go through life together can be so much a sweet journey. And have your party of friends, your D&D party of peeps, to go out and maybe that late night McDonald's run, or working on a project together, or playing video games, playing board games, getting breakfast late at night. Have those good times and invite people into your life to have those good times with. And remember that the things that have happened in your life and the things that have strengthened you and that have made you who you are unique to all the universe. And the things that you can offer to this world are so great. And sometimes you just got to open your mouth and you just got to say hi. And that's going to make all the difference. Anyway, I got to get to bed. It's really late. See you guys later. Peace.